dressed down Friday, Helen informed me giddily on my first day. We were gazing into the stationery cupboard, eyeing up the propelling pencils, caressing the perfect bound notebooks. I grabbed shrink-wrapped post-its, a small box of paper clips, and four big biros, black, blue, red, and unusually green. Really, I replied, trying to sound enthusiastic. I was told again the next day while we were at the hot drinks machine. Did we tell you we have dress down Friday? Paul asked, smiling at Helen. Helen nervously bit the nail on her pinky and grinned. That's nice, I committed and curled the corners of my mouth upwards. On the third day, we were in the canteen when Helen touched my sleeve and jabbed her index finger towards the person sat opposite, next to Paul. This, she changed the jabber into an upturned game show hostess palm, is Andrew. Andrew, she continued, the voice all fake whispers and dramatic pauses, is the person you came up with dress down Friday. By Thursday, they could barely contain their excitement. As Andrew prodded in the code to let us back in after a trip to the smoking shed, Helen and Paul started giggling. Don't forget tomorrow, they beamed. You can come in your own clothes. Oh yes, I turned and faced them. I'll remember. Finally, Friday dawned, and I put on the carefully selected outfit that I'd laid out on the empty side of the bed the night before. The security guard was uncharacteristically quiet as I swiped my card and waited for the lift. The wig itched, and the shoes were almost impossible to walk in, but the look on my soon-to-be ex-colleagues' faces would make up for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.